Mr. Mingus,
yeah.
That's really all that I need to know.
Huh?
Mr. Mingus.
Yeah.
And you set up the magic shop.
I've been in the entertaining business for about 50 years, but I also been manufacturing magic for about 25 years now, or over. We manufacture all professional magic, particularly flower magic, which is, of course, shipped internationally. My business at one time was at 408 Penn Avenue, West Reading. And I'll never forget one cold day when a very little boy and his father came over to see me. His name was Stranko, James. So, of course, like all children, he wanted most everything that was in the shop. And the father and I tried to convince him that to buy something that would really be good for him. And, of course, they did. Thereafter, that little boy and his father used to come to see me at different intervals. Finally, James grew up, got a little older, and he used to come by himself. So, during this, the moving picture of the life of Houdini seemed to fascinate most all young boys at that particular time, particularly Stranko. And he decided that he would like to be an escape artist. And I'll never forget, he used to come over and show me the little picks that he would make for locks. Very, very ingenious. And a good friend of mine, who has passed away by now, Russell Snell, took an interest in James also and made arrangements for him with the city police to be locked into city lockup. And of course, Stranko got out of it very, very convenient. Quite a publicity stunt.
How old was he?
I would say he then was probably 14, maybe around 14, 15 years old. Later on in years, he became more interested and he went along with me to Boston at the Society of American Magicians convention and had a great time. He also accompanied me at another convention. I just can't recollect exactly where it was, but I do think it was Baltimore. Then I hadn't seen him for quite a while, and first thing I knew, why, he started to publish a book on cards. And he also published a book on escapes. It was published by Francis Ireland in Chicago. At that time, we communicated quite frequently because he wanted to tell me about his book and all the progress that was being made. I haven't seen Jim for several years, but I understand he's in the publishing business. Now is spending most of his time at commercial art, right? They call him Jim. I always called him James. Until I see him again, talk to him, that's about all the information I have on him.
Okay, thank you. What are the conventions like? What takes place at them, and what did Stranko do there?
Participate in all the events. They have originality contests, and they have which person can show his original trick. It's subject to a trophy if it's the best. And there's continuous close-up shows at these conventions, lectures, and nightly shows, that is, stage shows, everything pertaining to magic, of course, a banquet. That's about all. The dealers are there with their merchandise to sell the magicians their needs. It's just a non-profit organization, but it accumulates all of the people that are really interested in magic, or, as we say, has the bug.
What does IBM stand for?
IBM stands for the International Brotherhood of Magicians.
And you say you don't know whether Stranko was a member or not?
I do believe that he was a member at one time of our organization here, which is called the Mingus Magic Ring number 57. Now, each town has a ring. They call it a ring instead of a club because the international name is, that is, the magazine that is published by the International Brotherhood of Magicians, is called the Linking Ring. Now, all over through the country, wherever there's accumulation of magicians, they form a little club, which they call a ring. You've got to belong to the international first, then you belong to this local ring, and you also receive their trade magazine.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I think that's all.